It's Jasmine Elizabeth with the Jazz Jewel of the Week, your weekly reminder that God is within you and you will not fail. Thank you for joining us. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Happy Monday. It's Jasmine Elizabeth with the Jazz Jewel of the Week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Monday, Today is Monday, December 11th of 2023. And if you listened to last week's episode, I definitely said April 20th of 2023. I don't know where that came from, but that was the new episode last week. I just so happened to say the wrong date. But I'm Jasmine Elizabeth, your goal and accountability coach. Thank you so much for tuning into your Jazz Jewel of the Week. I'm so grateful to be here with you, whether you're listening from Colorado, Tennessee, in Europe. I have so many people who join from different parts of Africa, Brazil, and it's really, really dope just to be touching so many different places in the country. So I'm here, excited to just share the jewel of the week. I actually started recording, and as you guys know, I have my new baby with me, and I hit pause, and it deleted the recording. So we're starting all over. But the jewel of the week definitely actually aligns with what I talked about last week in regards to just not doing too much and just having faith and understanding that you're exactly where you need to be. And that's the jewel for this week, that just a tiny reminder to you that all is well. It really is well. And that, as crazy as it sounds, nothing is ever really bad. Nothing is ever really bad. And when we think of things, we're always like, oh, good or bad, this and that. But when we tap into the understanding of that, God loves us so much that everything works together for our good. And so I'm not negating the fact that you may be experiencing pain, that you may be in a very uncomfortable situation, your heart may be broken, you might have lost your job, or you might have just be experiencing some shit that's really fucked up. And I must say, as I've always said, that it's totally okay to not be okay. Like, it's okay to feel your feels. It's okay to feel those emotions. But understand that even though it's uncomfortable, even though it doesn't feel the best, it's not bad. And the reason why I say that is because everything works together for our good. Every traumatic experience, everything that we encounter, if we allow it, it works together for our good. We receive lessons, wisdom, growth, triumphs, the ability to overcome, to persevere. And no, we don't always want to be strong, because I'm definitely in a soft girl era where I have no interest in proving my strength or being a strong, independent woman. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, we go through experiences to build us for the build us into the person we're supposed to be. And so a lot of times we don't move to get our shit together, or we don't actually take the next step until we experience pain, or until we experience a loss, or until something happens. And it's not until we're spiritually mature that we no longer need that type of urgency to get us to move. So if you're experiencing something that is uncomfortable, understand that it's for a lesson. It's for your growth. It's for your good. Also understand that as we begin to mature in life and our expectations change, that we won't experience as much trauma and as much drama to actually learn. I put up a status last week where I said that I'm at a point in life where I rather learn from other people's mistakes. And I 100% mean that. And what I mean by that is that I want life, to be easy and I expect it to be fun, and I expect good things, and I no longer expect the struggle. Like, I don't want to struggle. If I can learn how to not go bankrupt by learning somebody else's story, then I'm going to do that. I'm not going to put myself through bankruptcy just to say that I've done it. Fuck that. I'm at a point where I would rather learn and read and understand. Now, of course, life is going to bring us challenges that are going to test us so that we can learn our lessons. But just intentionally, deliberately doing dumb shit, nah, I'm all set with that. Like that, I have no interest in that. And I can honestly say, like, in my 20s, I was with it. I was with all the shit. So it's just maturity and growth. And you just get to a different place where it's like, no, I want softness. I want a soft life. I don't want to have to hustle. I don't want to have to struggle. I don't want any of those things for me anymore. However, I understand if I find myself in a situation where I'm experiencing any type of tension, that it's for my good, that all is well. That it is really, really, really for your good. So whether it's a loss of a person, a job, whether you're, whatever it is that you're experiencing, understand that it's for your good. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but go to therapy. Seek out a therapist, someone that you can talk to about what you're processing and what you're going through, because having a sound mind and a sound board is always essential to growth. But yeah, I just want you to know that all is well, honey, that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, even if it is uncomfortable, that it is all working together for your good, and you're not taking a loss. You're actually learning a lesson. But allow yourself to take that lesson in so you don't got to keep going through the same cycles and patterns over and over again. And then as you grow, begin to change your expectation. You don't have to struggle. Shit doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to get it from the mud. You can actually be in a place of abundance where you recognize that everything you need, you are. And as you begin to recognize that, God begins to just attract and align you with your purpose, and things begin to flow. You see some people who just flow and it's like, damn, they don't go like everything just connects for them. And I'm here to tell you that you can have that too. Like, what is done for one person isn't impossible for another. You just have to be willing to let go, to surrender, to trust and know that all is well, that nothing is bad, but it's all working together for your good. I am Jasmine Elizabeth. Thank you for joining me this week, and I will catch you all next week. Oh, and shout out to all the mamas for Mamas Who Hustle. I look forward to joining you all January 5th as we kick off the winter cohort. I am still taking coaching clients, insurance clients. If you want to book a trip, all of those things, visit me on my website, jasmineelizabethinc.com, and we will connect next week. Love you.
And that was the jewel for the week. Don't forget to subscribe on all your streaming platforms. And for more information, event curation, life coaching, or just to connect, visit me on my website, jasmineelizabethinc.com. Follow me on social media, Jasmine Elizabeth on Facebook and Jasmine Elizabeth on Instagram. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Peace and love.